It was almost impossible to think of geometry, even though there was a test tomorrow. Classwork was utterly unimportant now, and yet they went on taking the tests and turning in or failing to turn in their assignments. The last few days, Bean had begun to get less than perfect scores. Not that he didn't know the answers, or at least how to figure them out. It's that his mind kept wandering to things that mattered more. New tactics that might surprise an enemy. New tricks that the teachers might pull in the way they set things up. What might be, must be going on in the larger war to cause the system to start breaking apart like this? What would happen on Earth and in the IF once the buggers were defeated? If they were defeated. Hard to care about volumes, areas, faces, and dimensions of solids. On a test yesterday, working out problems of gravity near planetary and stellar masses, Bean finally gave up and wrote, 2 plus 2 equals BS 2 plus N. When you know the value of N, I'll finish this test. He knew that the teachers all knew what was going on, and if they wanted to pretend the classwork still mattered, fine, let them. But he didn't have to play. At the same time, he knew that the problems of gravity mattered to someone whose only likely future was in the international fleet. He also needed a thorough grounding in geometry, since he had a pretty good idea of what math was yet to come. He wasn't going to be an engineer or artillerist or rocket scientist or even, in all likelihood, a pilot. But he had to know what they knew better than they knew it, or they'd never respect him enough to follow him. Not tonight. That's all, thought Bean. Tonight I can rest. Tomorrow I'll learn what I need to learn. When I'm not so tired. He closed his eyes. He opened them again. He opened his locker and took out his desk. Back on the streets of Rotterdam, he had been tired, worn out by hunger and malnutrition and despair. But he kept watching, kept thinking, and therefore he was able to stay alive. In this army, everyone was getting tired, which meant that there would be more and more stupid mistakes. Bean, of all of them, could least afford to become stupid. Not being stupid was the only asset he had. He signed on. A message appeared in his display. See me at once. Ender. It was only 10 minutes before lights out. Maybe Wiggins sent the message 3 hours ago. But better late than never. He slid off his bunk, not bothering with shoes, and padded out into the corridor in his stocking feet. He knocked at the door marked, Commander, Dragon Army. Come in, said Wiggin. Bean opened the door and came inside. Wiggin looked tired in the way that Colonel Graff usually looked tired. Heavy skin around the eyes, face slack, hunched in the shoulders, but eyes still bright and fierce, watching, thinking. Just saw your message, said Bean. Fine. It's near lights out. I'll help you find your way in the dark. The sarcasm surprised Bean. As usual, Wiggin had completely misunderstood the purpose of Bean's comment. I just didn't know if you knew what time it was. I always know what time it is. Bean sighed inwardly. It never failed. Whenever he had any conversation with Wiggin, it turned into some kind of pissing contest, which Bean always lost, even when it was Wiggin whose deliberate misunderstanding caused the whole thing. Bean hated it. He recognized Wiggin's genius and honored him for it. Why couldn't he see anything good in Bean? But Bean said nothing. There was nothing he could say that would improve the situation. Wiggin had called him in. Let Wiggin move the meeting forward. Remember 4 weeks ago, Bean? When you told me to make you a toon leader? Eh? I've made 5 toon leaders and 5 assistants since then. And none of them was you. Wiggin raised his eyebrows. Was I right? Yes, sir. But only because you didn't bother to give me a chance to prove myself before you made the assignments. So tell me how you've done in these 8 battles. Bean wanted to point out how time after time his suggestions to Crazy Tom had made C-Toon the most effective in the army. how his tactical innovations and creative responses to flowing situations had been imitated by the other soldiers. But that would be brag and borderline insubordination. It wasn't what a soldier who wanted to be an officer would say. Either Crazy Tom had reported Bean's contribution or he hadn't. It wasn't Bean's place to report on anything about himself that wasn't public record. Today was the first time they disabled me so early, but the computer listed me as getting 11 hits before I had to stop. I've never had less than 5 hits in a battle. I've also completed every assignment I've been given. Why did they make you a soldier so young, Bean? No younger than you were. Technically not true, but close enough. But why? What was he getting at? It was the teacher's decision. Had he found out that Bean was the one who composed the roster? Did he know that Bean had chosen himself? I don't know. Yes, you do. And so do I. No, Wigan wasn't asking specifically about why Bean was made a soldier. He was asking why Launchies were suddenly getting promoted so young. I've tried to guess, but they're just guesses. Not that Bean's guesses were ever just guesses, but then neither were Wiggins. You're very good. They knew that. They pushed you ahead. Tell me why, Bean. And now Bean understood the question he was really asking. Because they need us, that's why. He sat on the floor and looked, not into Wiggins' face, but at his feet. Bean knew things that he wasn't supposed to know, that the teachers didn't know he knew, and in all likelihood there were teachers monitoring this conversation. Bean couldn't let his face give away how much he really understood. Because they need somebody to beat the buggers. That's the only thing they care about. It's important that you know that, Bean. Bean wanted to demand, why is it important that I know? Or are you just saying that people in general should know it? Have you finally seen and understood who I am? That I'm you, only smarter and less likable, the better strategist but the weaker commander? That if you fail, if you break, if you get sick and die, then I'm the one? Is that why I need to know this? Because, Wigan went on, most of the boys in this school think the game is important for itself. But it isn't. It's only important because it helps them find kids who might grow up to be real commanders in the real war. But as for the game, screw that. That's what they're doing. Screwing up the game? Funny, said Bean. I thought they were just doing it to us.